from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
Welcome back to part two of Petra's Postcard from Bobbred. You try saying that with your teeth, Arnie. It's difficult. Darwin is represented by Rachel, Shropshire by Lee, Slovakia by Eric, and Petra's in charge with these most amazing, intelligent questions. Yeah.
Yeah, you do, and they are. And
yes.
They
are.
Yeah. The next one is coming up for Lee.
Oh, God.
Aw, he gets all the questions.
Yeah, that's not fair, Mum.
You will hear in a minute why.
Okay.
Have you ever stopped to think and forgot to start again?
That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah,
up to 1974. But now I think you've done this.
What?
Like so many people, you start thinking about something, you then make a cup of tea, then go back to what you were trying to think about and can't remember what you were thinking about.
Yeah, so you've stopped and you didn't start.
Yeah.
I mean, about the subject you were thinking of.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm still pondering it now since 1974.
Have you not done that, Rach?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about if you would rather know when you die or how you will die.
Oh, very good, Petra. Go on.
I missed that question.
Yeah, repeat it for the old boy.
Would you rather know when you will die or how you will die?
I'd rather know when I was going to die because you can avoid it. You can make sure you're not there.
No,
then you can live.
How? I would have thought the how would be more useful, because if they say you're going to die from, I don't know, getting run over by a train on the 41st of May, Timber.
Yes.
And clearly you're not going to die because that's a made up date.
Yes.
But you cannot be at that train station. You cannot be there. You can,
that's what I just said. Somewhere.
Well, there you are then.
You can be some.
That's the answer.
You can be some.
Yes. I want to know how.
Know when you're going to die, and then you can miss it out.
I already know how I'm going to die.
How?
I know. Like
I'm going to die. I'm going to die from a stroke. I know it.
Are you?
What will you be stroking?
A crocodile?
A crocodile.
A pussycat.
Every time
my
I...
ego.
That'll kill you.
I'll be stroking my ego.
Actually,
as I go.
I've come to a decision on that question.
Okay.
I don't want to know either.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't really want to know the date, and I don't want to know how, because the only way I'd know was how is if I get old. Because I've always said to Petra, if I get old, she can shoot me. Which is why I don't like doing old things.
And I haven't done so. So it's not
old yet. On the premise of the last question, you'd forget what you were thinking about, so you wouldn't remember that.
That's
you
true. Yes.
That's right. So there's no point in knowing then, is there?
If anybody's understanding this program, will you please write to RTI Poprad Slovakia with an explanation, please?
All right, I understand it.
And I'll send a T-shirt to the best one.
RTI T-shirt.
Rachel, you've got dog, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So when dog food is new with improved tasting, who tests it?
Oh, poor people.
No. Wrong.
Dog food.
Wrong.
Who tests it? Dogs.
And?
Cats.
And?
People.
Yes.
Yes.
Do they really?
They do.
Yucky.
They really do.
Hmm.
When I was a bachelor gay... Actually, I wasn't gay.
You were a bachelor gay?
I was a bachelor, but in England we use the phrase gay or the word gay to represent something that's happy as well as something that's...
Oh, okay.
And when I was a bachelor...
So in modern speak, you were a sick bachelor?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Well, I was sick, actually, because...
No,
I
was sick.
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 Why?
Yeah, fully sick, mate.
You'd be sick bachelor, you'd be happy bachelor, good bachelor.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're alluding to that boy who can count.
I was alluding to English street speak, where the word sick...
Vernacular.
Yes.
Because he's the boy who claims he can count well. I'm lost.
I asked about dog food, and we're talking about somebody who can count.
Yes.
This is a dreadful segue.
Yes, it was, really.
I'm lost.
Out of Essex, who was in the jungle, who you're alluding to because he introduced the word sick to the general public, also said that he could count.
Right, we all understood that. Anyway, back to the question. If you work for a well-known food company that has a well-known doggy brand that also has a left and a right bar in its chocolate, mentioning no names.
I wonder who you mean.
I agree.
Yeah. They do actually have food tasters, and the guys that sell the food actually do taste it before they take it out and sell it.
Well, there's this whole animal testing business, you know, that's really not okay to do at all these days. So it kind of makes sense.
This is human testing, yeah.
Yeah, it's human testing.
Why can't we test things on humans? We should test things on humans. That's not being
Rachel,
ever met a rabbit that wears mascara?
No.
I haven't.
No, Rach.
Have you ever seen a woman with myxomatosis?
Rach.
Yes.
They have done testing on humans.
Only...
Yes.
That's how he makes his money.
Yeah.
I am a beer tester.
That's how he affords his Bentley.
Now, that's an investment, Lee, the beer tasting. I think we'll move on. What's next?
That's one for you, Eric.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what is OK short for?
OK?
Yeah.
No.
Does anybody know?
I do.
What then?
Let me ask you.
Lee, what does it stand for?
It actually stands for O-K-A-Y. Okay.
No.
It does.
Now, what does
okay.
It says all correct, but misspelled.
You've got that off Wikipedia, haven't you?
She got it off a Christmas cracker, mate. Move on.
It is short for all correct, and it's not of military origin. All correct, O-double-L. K-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Oh, right. It's Old English.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Petra was right.
It's a deliberate misspelled writing of all correct, and it was popularised in Boston.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Or massacred.
So it's an American
ism.
It's an Americanism.
It's American.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, so we know the answer.
Hang on, we're being too serious. Stop. Right, carry on.
Yeah. You know the situation when your parents do something and you say, oh, I'll be never like my mum.
Yeah.
So why do we turn into our parents when we swear we wouldn't?
I agree. Yes.
We're programmed. It's programming.
It's not.
Programming. It is. We have learned. When you learn, your first teachers are your parents.
Yeah.
So you're modelled by them, and your core personality is formed by 18 months old, according to psychologists and studies that I have read. So don't try and dispute me on this, Lib Banks.
Right.
And that's good. But you form these natural things that you do, and they're modelled on your parents. And when you get older, you actually replicate them without even knowing that you're doing it.
I think that's a very good answer, actually.
Yep.
It is interesting, though, because different parts of the parent's personality can be split between different children. In my case, my son is the erudite, scholarly, business entrepreneur person, which is part of my personality. And my daughter, I have no shame about saying this, is a party animal, which is another part of my personality.
You always stuck at home. You don't go partying.
He did.
I go partying in my head.
He did.
In the end.
On the sofa.
Can I have a rant about this one?
Okay. 30 seconds. Go now.
Okay. It annoys me, this, because baby boomers from the 60s hated old-fashioned BBC radio, the light programme. So light, it should have floated away. It was so laid back, it was horizontal. And yet, these people that hated that in the 1960s, because they said it was for old people, now all they want to do is play oldies on the radio.
No!
Yes!
They don't like our music because they don't understand it.
That's true.
And what do you class as your music?
Five,
let's see if this
four,
is true. Let's do an acid test
three,
of journalism on this.
Two,
my music?
Yeah.
My music is, at the moment, is anything played on Hot 100 in Darwin. And also, anything, and actually mine's really eclectic and quite large and long because I come from a musical family, so I like old stuff and new stuff, but you know, anything top 40-ish is sort of going
ooh,
on in my house.
Yep.
But I also like ooh, my classical stuff because my dad's a classical violinist, and I also like, you know, a little bit of opera, and I like a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but you know, basically it's sort of everything well, whatever I'm listening to in
Rach,
the car, which is mostly Hot 100 and done.
Rach, well, I'm with you. In my car, it is the very fine, the young people's radio, Europa Dvar in Slovakia. Petra mm-hmm. has on a station called Express, which if it was in England would be done under the Trade Descriptions Act because it's slow. In the office, we have the very, very fine Capital FM from London, all top 40. I rest my case.
Rage.
Do you know what
the
ones I don't like? Ones with those love song dedication channels.
Oh.
I call them Suicide FM.
Yes.
It's all just awful.
You've just described it, Express Radio.
No, it's not. They play all the songs which are being played on Capital, so don't say.
No, they don't. They can't do it. It's impossible. Because they play stupid ballads.
Shush. Next one.
Petra's becoming a mum.
To spend?
Pop music is for the mindless masses.
Shut ooh, up, Lee. I asked Rachel a question.
Right.
I only made a comment.
What was the question, Petra?
If Rachel likes to spend money.
I like to spend time.
And
I like to spend.
Lee, do you like to save?
I like to spend. I'm not a big shopper, actually. I'm not one of those girls who goes out and buys lots of clothes and shoes and jewellery and things like that. I'm not that sort of person. But I like to spend. I actually like to spend money on food and cook it because I love to do that. And I like to spend money on others.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Oh, and Lee, do you like to save?
I like to save, I like to spend money, I like to do anything with money because going back to the original question at the beginning, I've realised that actually we were all conned, we all had gold and now what we have is little bits of paper. What happened to all the gold? So all these little bits of worthless paper I will spend willy-nilly.
Okay,
so my question is, can spenders and savers stay married?
Oh,
yes.
Very
oh,
good.
Yes, they can. Robbie is very good with. I'm not allowed to touch the money. I get an allowance because I'm terrible at spending money on food and other people's presents. But he's got control of the money. He's in control of all the bills. He makes sure the lights stay on. He makes sure we get the internet. He makes sure all that stuff. I have talents in other areas, so we complement each other in various ways. And we're not yet married.
Right.
We're trying. We're really trying, but we're both too tight to spend the money.
So doesn't mean that spenders and savers cannot get married.
I think they can't get married. I'm married to the glorious Andrea, who actually is a mad spender. And I am really not a saver as such, but I'm very cautious with money. Being a northerner. Mm-hmm. And we get on quite happily about this because I just don't give her any money.
Yeah.
Eric, what's your opinion?
I have a bit of a problem with this because, again, I will quote my chairman, Jan, who says I'm like an Irish kamikaze. Because I've been married 3 times already and I'm threatening to go back for a fourth. So he's calling me an Irish kamikaze. But I do have to say, one thing that's changed, not necessarily because of relationship, but because of the Slovak mindset, is in the UK, I would have been described as a spendthrift. I.e., if I saw it, I'm having it.
Even here.
Uh-huh. See, that's another thing that interests me. Why is that, why somebody who sees something and wants it called a spendthrift, when actually thrifty means you're very careful?
I agree.
Means you're tight, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I want to know. That's an oxymoron.
Yes, true. Whereas in Slovakia, I kind of like, look at my phone every day like Silas Marner and see how much money's in my bank account. Because I want to count every
because
cent
he
of it.
Gets SMS every time he uses his account. So
it stops me.
That was a very Fagan-esque voice there.
Thank you.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
I've
got to check my phone, not to.
Ah, yes. I'm a budding thespian. Thespian.
Thespian, right.
Yes. Right, moving along.
Okay, where is the safest place to stand outside in a thunderstorm?
Where is the safest place? I know the answer to this.
Okay, go
on. I've got an answer.
Under a tree.
No,
safest. No.
The safest place.
Under a tree? No.
Yeah, because if you're studying under a tree and the lightning comes down, now you could get hit by a branch if it burns the branch off, I agree. But the lightning's going to hit the top of the tree, unless it's a little tiny tree, before it gets to you. Now, if you're standing out in the middle of nowhere and there's nowhere for the lightning to go, and it goes, "My God, there's Petra, 2/3 of us water," you're dead.
Well, he is right, you know. He is right.
Yes.
Yes, if you look at it that way.
Good answer.
That was basic physics.
He is. It's basic physics.
The lightning storms are just unbelievable. You've seen
beautiful,
nothing like them.
They are beautiful.
It really is, but it's really tropical and it's very dense and it's really electric.
Yeah.
And it's really dangerous. So the best place to stand outside is not outside.
my way of thinking.
Go out there, you fall and get off the phone.
Actually, do you want another top physics piece of law?
Yeah.
Please.
When there's a thunderstorm, years ago people used to do this. They would unplug the television aerial and unplug the television from the electricity.
Yeah.
And we don't do that today, do we?
No.
No, we should.
Do you know, we had a big storm the other week and they were posting on the NT News page, our local paper up here, which is hilarious. They were posting that they had people that had televisions blown and circuits had been blown. And
exactly.
Even with the breakers on them. And I thought, wow, that's some serious lightning.
But it can happen. It's very sensible to it. You get fault lightning. We get similar thing here in Slovakia. They get wimpy stuff in England, right? So, I can understand why they forget about it. But, you know, a big electric storm, unplug your things and move them away. If it's like a television cable, move it away from the socket because the electric can jump over fresh air into the telly aerial still and still go down and blow the telly up.
It's a leaper.
I have an answer to this question because everybody's ignored me again for Christmas.
All right.
I personally, if I was in a thunderstorm and I had to find somewhere to stand, a lightning storm, I would find a rubber factory and stand in a rubber factory.
Actually, do you want another safe place to be in a thunderstorm?
In your car.
Absolutely. But if you do get struck by lightning, don't get out of the car too quickly, because it'll go through you into the ground and you're dead.
Oh, no! What a way to go!
Next one.
Okay.
When is your future behind you?
When it's all over.
When is your future behind you? Hang on, I'll do this.
The moment
Hold on, guys. Ready? Ready? Yep. When is your future behind you? Where am I, Petra?
Behind me.
I'm not. He's over there. Sorry, that was very English.
That was a visual joke, and this is radio. But that's okay.
You're telling me that didn't work?
Yeah, nah. go stand in a lightning storm. No, I didn't mean that. That was rude. Your future is behind you the moment it occurs.
True.
Well, that's a clever answer as well. I'm amazed at all this. This is like philosophy.
I'm on fire at 11 o'clock at night, people. I don't know what's happening. Meanwhile, Lee's singing his song, "I Can't Let It Go," about the Christmas ignoring thing.
Yes.
But it's all good. We're having a lovely time. Lee, what's your answer to that?
Well, it's a homogenisation of both your answers. The day you realise that your future is behind you is when you wake up one morning and you think, what am I going to do today? And all of a sudden there's nothing to do because you've done it all. But what you do, if you're a proper person, is you begin another future.
Ah, so what you're saying is, click, we're in a parallel universe. Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad. My name's Eric Wiltshire. This is a glorious statue about... Sorry, Petra.
Okay, talking about the future, Lee, what would you like to be doing 5 years from now?
Living.
Yeah. And doing what I'm doing now.
What, nothing?
Meaning nothing.
Yeah, I like doing nothing. I like being... I like being in a position where I don't really have to do anything, and I can travel the world, and I can imbibe in liquids that doctors say you shouldn't, and I can carry on having a smile and a laugh and enjoying life. Yeah, 5 years on, I would like to be in the physical condition I am in now, and being doing what I'm doing.
All right, Rach?
I would like to be Sandra Bullock.
She can go out with the oxymoron.
No.
I posted on Facebook today because last year I made a New Year's resolution not to make any resolutions, and that goal was achieved because
right.
I made none.
Yeah.
This year I made the resolution to breathe in, breathe out, and repeat. And that's my plan. That's what I see myself doing in many years to come. Unless, of course, I find out how and when I'm going to die, and it's all moot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter really. What would
but I mostly I want to be Sandra Bullock.
And what about you, Eric?
Well, I've got a new project starting in 2014, which I'd like to see very powerful in 5 years' time. Which I can't tell you about now, but I will do later, I promise, because that's in media. And I suppose I'd like... Do you know what I'd really like? It's going to sound really eggy.
No.
It's going to sound really eggy, because we're all part of the Poprad Media Centre here, and it has clients not just in Slovakia, as I mean the UK, and sometimes other parts of the world. And I'd like to see it grow.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
Okay.
Like a flower.
Yes.
Water it.
Well, you go and stand under the shower in the bathroom. That's easy. Easy done. Stop it. That was the dirtiest laugh I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, exactly.
Just rubbing his knee is bad enough.
Yeah. Right, what's next?
It's all right. I don't have to answer this question either.
How's all right then?
I'm like Cinderella. I'm like in a pantomime here.
But
I'm
you answered. You said it as first, what you want to do.
Yeah. Can I answer it?
You imbibe.
You said you answered first. Have you forgot you're thinking that you've forgotten you're thinking about?
I know that's that other question about remembering things, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't even...
We'll go to the ball, Cinderella.
Lee, do you go shopping?
When? After? Or have a bed.
Anytime. Do you go shopping?
I've shopping in my life, yeah.
So why does the line you are in always move the slowest?
Oh, that's...
Oh, no.
It's like changing lanes on the motorway. That's true.
Isn't it?
Here's a top tip for the ladies and gentlemen about going shopping. Very simply. Particularly at this time of year, this is really important. When you buy electrical goods... Uh-huh. Have them packed up, pay for them, do everything that you have to do, walk out of the door of the shop, turn round, take it back, say it doesn't work, they'll give you another one, and you can guarantee that one will work. The second one always works, the first doesn't.
Now, I've got a theory. Mm-hmm. I've just worked it out.
Have you?
Yeah.
Share it with
Stop kicking me microphone, you.
Yes.
She kicked me microphone.
I'm so excited, Bessie, to next to you.
So, I agree. It's always the queue. You've got like one basket in your arms, and there's a ruddy great queue in front of you. Now, I've noticed this works really well in Slovakia, where there's a bit more courtesy. And you sort of look up and you say, I've only got one thing, but in Slovak.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, oh, yeah, go to the front. Because everybody's really courteous like that in Slovak.
And all your family runs with one thing, yeah?
Yes, exactly. You've got one up, you have to, that's it. You just take 20 people shopping with you and get one thing each.
Well, I tell you what we do.
What do you do?
Any queue, anywhere. Banks, the cinema, the shopping centre. If I know I'm going to these places, I feed Rob... my world-famous potato salad.
Uh-oh.
Beforehand.
Thank God this isn't smelly vision.
when we arrive and then we end up in the slow queue, because everybody does, it's just one of those things, I immediately say, now. He does what he has to do, and the entire store empties. And we have a choice of checkouts.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Do you know there's
it's
a... There's
flatulence is a very useful tool to empty.
Flatulence is brilliant. I own a couple of apartments as well.
Yes.
Flatulence! Apartments!
We got time for two more questions.
Okay.
Hey, so, doing this show.
So, talking about the dog and what he does, how do you know if someone farted?
Very true. Because they've got a dog, haven't they?
Yeah.
I haven't got a dog.
So, you didn't fart?
No.
We've got an out and proud motto in our house. If you smelt it, you dealt it.
Yes.
And I always if it's a really choice one that really should be celebrated because of its horridness. I was Rob just throws his hand up in the air and says, "Yep, right on," and I do the same. It's kind of we rejoice, we celebrate that.
Yeah, but Lee, I've got a sub question for Lee. Lee, sub question: why is it that the blokes all get accused of, and the girls claim they only go?
I don't.
This is where I'm going to get myself into hot water.
I'm trying to get me out of it and you in it.
Well, I think you've done it because I can't stop saying this. I know it's just going to come out, which is very close to what we're talking about. But what I have to make an equation now between girls and dogs. Right?
I can explain it.
Dogs are the best people at denying they have made that noise. Because if you see a dog goes like that, it looks around the room, it looks around behind it, it looks everywhere, looking surprised and shocked. And everybody then looks at the bloke in the room, and if a woman does it, she does exactly the same as the dog does it. She just turns around, "You dirty," like that. Right. And you say, "Yeah."
I never do that.
I think
something really interesting actually. Before I had Bear,
yes,
I was always silent but violent. Yes. And after I had Bear, loud and proud. the noisiest flatulence you've ever heard. It actually registers on the seismic equipment around Darwin. It's
on the
frightening.
Oh, Rachel. You made me cry.
Oh, it. And I'm sorry to say this, boys and girls, but on that great note of high journalism.
This is the note.
Yeah. It's time to say goodbye, Rachel.
Goodbye,
Lee.
Goodbye, may I just stay? Never take a laxative and a sleeping pill on the same night.
Goodbye, Petra.
Goodbye. From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets, and Windows phones. R-E-I-O.